Even if Congress had the skill to craft a budget for what's left of fiscal 2018, they don't have the time to do it before this Thursday's deadline. So that means another shutdown or another continuing resolution. For more on this and some other contractor issues, we turn to Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and you're telling your clients, forget about it, there's going to be another CR.
Tom, there's almost certainly going to be another continuing resolution that will give time under an ideal circumstance for congressional appropriators to write out the details of a deal. Right now, they're supposed to be working on a deal that would allow the government to be funded for the remainder of the year. Some trade-off between higher DOD spending and maybe some concessions on immigration and domestic spending. Right now, that's the deal that's supposed to be worked out. But even if we get a deal by next week, we will take time. It takes time, Tom, to get the details together, because any deal that's reached by congressmen and senators over the next few days will be a very broad-based one with very few details, just some top-line spending numbers, and it'll be up to the worker bees to plug it all in, and that'll take a few weeks. So we're going to definitely see another continuing resolution. Right now, the forecast is to take it through maybe the third week of March, approximately, with the idea being that at that time, we could then have a final vote for FY18 appropriations almost 6 months into the fiscal year.
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't be the first time. Now, what are you hearing from your people about the effect of these continuing resolutions? Steny Hoyer spoke to a group of Maryland contractors last week, aerospace people that work with NASA and Goddard and some of the that industry, which tends to be in Maryland. One guy said that the CRs have cost his company $250,000, and therefore he didn't hire some people because of it. Is that what you're hearing?
I'm hearing stories like that, Tom, from many contractors who haven't been able to hire people, contractors that have, in fact, maybe had to lay off some staff because the projects they thought they were going to be working on and dedicating those people to have not been able to be implemented because we don't have appropriations. Let's remember that we were forecasting that FY18 was really going to be a breakout year in terms of government contracting activity, meeting a lot of pent-up demand. And pent-up demand that not just industry said was there, but which many government agencies said, look, after a number of years of stinting on budgets and delays, we're expecting FY18 to be the year where we get our needs met. Well, it hasn't played out that way. So we're continuing to have substantial pent-up demand. We're continuing not to be able to move ahead on critical programs, whether they're DHS or DOD or even related to things that are important to specific constituencies in the civilian agencies. So it's had an impact on contractors. It'll definitely have an impact on the local economy, and it will also have an impact on government's ability to meet its mission.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and I wanted to ask you a couple of GSA details that you are writing about. One is the schedule customers can now incorporate non-specifically priced items into a schedule purchase order. What does that mean?
Well, this means, Tom, that buyers who used the GSA schedules for multi-tiered service buys to meet large projects will now have an easier way to use the schedules program to meet complex projects. That's really what it comes down to. This new order level material rule puts GSA schedule contracts on a more even footing with other indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contracts in government.
Which is what they are, sort of, in the first place.
They are, but because they're unique commercial items with separate regulatory authorizations, up until this rule being issued, it took maybe some creativity on the behalf of government buyers to use a schedule for things that required intermittent contractor travel or other direct costs that weren't really part of the project, but did have to be incurred to fulfill the project. Things like installation time over a weekend, or extra time at a loading dock because the government was shut down for a day or two. These are real costs that are incurred, but there has not been an easy way to recoup those costs in a scheduled contract until now. Whereas if you had been using a non-commercial item contract, these types of clauses are already part of those vehicles. So this really evens the playing field for the schedules program. It gives schedule users a tool they've been looking for years, Tom. This issue of order level materials goes back well into my time, Coalition for Government Procurement, so at least 10 years. I think it's a great thing that GSA was able to finally get this rule out, and I know that it's eagerly anticipated by federal buyers and by contractors.
And the other piece of news is they have reopened Schedule 75 for office products. That's been closed for years. Why did they do this, and what about category management?
Well, Schedule 75 has been closed for a number of years, Tom. I never thought it was a good idea to close the schedule in the first place. It was, in fact, the only schedule that had been closed to new offers since the 1990s, the early 1990s. Reopening it is an acknowledgement that Schedule 75 remains a very popular acquisition vehicle. It remains popular not just with contractors, but with GSA customers. This is despite the fact that GSA has put competing programs into effect, most recently the OS3 and now OS4, category management, strategic sourcing, pick your acronym, vehicles, which really do a lot of the same things as Schedule 75, but people still like that GSA schedule, and GSA had to get to the point to reopen it because there was customer demand. And at the meantime, you had companies dropping off of the contract because they had reached the expiration of their agreements. Fewer people, higher demand. GSA is responding to the market. They are still putting some protections in for federal buyers, Tom, which leads some to wonder just how rapidly the new Schedule 75 will be embraced. As a broad term, in a broad sense, reopening this schedule is the right thing to do.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, thanks so much.
Tom, thank you for your time. I wish your listeners happy selling.
Find a link to his blog and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.